So, good morning. It's 9:50 a.m. Thursday, March the 22nd, 2018. Thursday. It's coming up on late morning now. I've been busy. I had around 600 words done before I finished my first cup of coffee. Unfortunately, I haven't done anything since. I'm having some interesting discussions with the Rocky Mountain fiction writers about what the goals and aspirations of the organization might be as compared to what we're doing now. It's sort of a balancing act. It's like, okay, well, what do we want from this organization? And the board seems to be at least listening. Whether they'll do anything is a good question. There have been a lot of threats to leave should they push forward with their 501c3 proposal. Since it's now, it would no longer be the organization that many people signed up for. I don't think the board was ready for that much. Negative response. Now, to be fair, it's still a small minority of the members who are expressing that response. But the fact that people we haven't heard from ever are now sticking their heads up, that's pretty significant. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
That looks like a thankless job. Guy shoveling the stones off his landscape cover. Or onto his landscape cover. I can't tell really which way he's going with it. At any rate, so yeah, that's been pretty interesting conversation. We're trying to get people who aren't necessarily involved because they don't know how. Trying to get that fixed so people will at least have some channels they can communicate on. And I'm having a long discussion on the Indie Writers Group about a question one of the people asked, which was, will indie publishing ever overtake traditional? And it really comes down to, what do you mean by overtake? Like, will indies put trads out of business? No, certainly not. Will indies come to dominate certain portions of that market? Yeah, I think so. I think they're already almost at par in adult genre fiction. And from a publishing standpoint, they've really blown the lid off from new books. Even if a lot of them are not to your liking, they are present in the marketplace. The top 100,000 out of the 6 or 7 million that are out there are always going to have the most attention, the most sales. But given that the trads have a finite capacity to produce books, their production capability is limited to a relatively small number compared to the millions. The tens of thousands of books that the people present to them every week. Only a very small percentage of those even get through the process. one in a hundred gets an editor, gets an agent, and then gets a deal with a publisher. So 1 in 10,000 manuscripts gets through. And I don't know, I really don't know how many books get submitted. My understanding is that it's a pretty large number. Fighting for space in the slush pile. So yeah, this has been an interesting 24 hours in terms of conversations happening around, and that I am laying the groundwork today for what I hope to be a massive writing weekend as I write along with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Novelrama. Whose mascot is the No Drama Llama. So today I have to do several things to pave the way. One, I need to do a grocery shop. I need to find some stuff that I can cook that will serve for fast meals through the weekend. It runs Friday through Monday. And the most ambitious of us has announced that she's shooting for 50,000 words over the course of the weekend, which sounds like a lot, but it's only 12,500 words a day. And she has perfected her use of Dragon Naturally Speaking to narrate her books and have them transcribed for her so she's not typing. No, I can't. I've tried in the past. I can't really narrate. The same way I can't, you know, read into a recorder and tell the story that way. I have to write it. I have to see it. And while Dragon does let you see it, because it types the words on the page as you go, I don't. The staccato interruptions of the various punctuation marks, on the instances where I have tried it, and granted not on Dragon, but I have tried it, and I find it exceptionally awkward compared to typing, which is not even a forebrain function for me. It's just automatic. The word is in my head, and then it's in my fingers, and then it's on the screen. And I don't ever have to think about it. Punctuation, formatting, all of that. It just flows. So rather than interrupt the process that I know works, I'm going to stick with it. The 40-sentence outline technique, yeah, that seems to be working. I'm finding myself, this morning I was writing and I'm between two bullet points. I'm trying to get from three to four. And I need to get there, but I also need to spend some time with the setting, because this particular part of the book takes place inside a large asteroid, inside the habitat, the residence. And I'm finding myself spending a lot of time having Natalia discover all the cute little gidgets and gizmos. Gadgets and gizmos, that's better. The gadgets and gizmos that make up life inside a rock. They're about to have dinner with Zoya's grandparents. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So yeah, I need that, and that's the next bullet point. So I'm right there. I just need to get back, get some protein, get some food. I had I had my peanut butter toast at 6 o'clock, but it's not a lot. It won't keep me going, but it does keep my stomach involved, which ultimately that, well, it sounds odd, that actually helps control my glucose because it shuts down the liver, telling the stored fat in my body to release and flooding my bloodstream with glucose. So small meals regularly is really my main tactic for dealing with the diabetes. I hope it's been enough, because I've actually put on a few pounds. And I hope it's not too many. I'm still in my 32s, but I don't yet have a muffin top, but it's they're getting kind of snug. So I need to pay a little more attention. Jen Keyes came up with some really good ideas about new blog posts for Recommend Fiction Writer. And I came up with there's a couple of things I want to do in my next blog post, which I probably will do today, just to get it out of the way, so that when I come down off from Novelrama, I can continue on with the book without serious interruption. I don't know if I could do 12,500 words a day. I used to be able to. Can I do it now? I don't know. I got 600 words and it went pretty fast. It was about an hour. I know sustained 1,000 words an hour is about my average. So 12,500 would be 12.5 hours out of the day tomorrow. But I don't really have anything else to do in terms of dad duties. I can throw something in the crock pot and let it cook all day. I'm going to fix meals today, and then we'll be doing fast food probably at least once, maybe twice over the weekend. Less time spent in prep, less time spent in cleanup. But certainly something that's imminently doable. Man, it's warm out here. It's 50-something degrees when I left the house. The sun is shining, beating down on me. I'm only wearing my my windbreaker. And of course, you know, clothes. But in terms of outerwear, I've only got a windbreaker and my cap. But I'm still waking up a sweat, as they say. Waking up a sweat. One part of the conversation we were having is how do you link up mentors and people who are looking for mentors? And RMFW has had proposed a program in the past, but it foundered because there wasn't anyone to spearhead that, to be the chairman of the mentorship committee, for lack of a better term. And no, I'm not planning on volunteering for it. It may come to that, but the problem is you can't. Okay, Bob's a mentor. Mary needs a mentor. Mary meet Bob. Bob meet Mary. Go away and be productive. Because, you know, Mary might write zombie stories, and Bob only does mysteries. So what Bob reads of Mary's work, what Bob sees of Mary's work, is not necessarily going to be aligned well. I'm trying to help somebody with a vampire story now. And it has two strikes against it right out of the box. It's present tense, and it's vampire story. So I can only go so far in terms of my enthusiasm for this project. I'm trying to stay with it as well as I can, but, you know, it's very, very difficult for me to read present tense that is not really done, or that is used in a story that's not that strong to begin with. The fact that I really don't like vampire stories is just another, you should pardon the expression, nail in the coffin. I understand why this author is doing it, but it's like, God, save me. Put a stake through the heart of this story. Let me smear it with some garlic. At least it'll smell good. But I really have a hard time with zombies. I really have a hard time with present tense. So if Mary only does present tense vampire stories, then Bob is going to not be a very good choice for her as a mentor. Now, it also depends on what kind of mentorship Mary wants. Is it, you know, like critique? Is it advice on what to do next, or perhaps advice on techniques? I think I said that twice tonight. Advice on marketing, advice on whatever. The difficulty, of course, is that what works for me may not work for anybody else. What works for Bob may not work for Mary. What works for Mary may not work for Bob. It's the nature of the beast. And because I'm doing it so long, I've been doing it for, I'm into my 12th year, I fall into the mastery trap. And that's that I don't really know how I do things anymore. I don't really understand. I can't really explain how I do things anymore. The mental process I go through is obscure, it's opaque even to me, because I'm not really, when I write, I'm not really going through a process. Adding this outline and the beat sheet is a new thing for me. But the free write turned up a story that I probably wouldn't have developed if I hadn't been using the free write. And without the free write, I wouldn't have been able to put the sentence outline into the beat sheet format. And so far, I haven't run into the problem of, I know how the story ends, so I don't want to write it anymore. That's absolutely no longer a factor, or isn't a factor at the moment, in this book. And usually, in the past, whenever I've tried one of these techniques revolving around outlining, once I have the outline, I don't care anymore. That's not the case. Not the case here. Or at least is not the case at the moment. If it comes to it, maybe it will. But not now. Now it's a roadmap. And it's a roadmap that I'm hoping I'm going to be able to follow over the weekend and bash out a huge chunk of this book before Karen Conlon even gets through her first pass of Suicide Run. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.